Okay, so we are discussing the topic of the requirements.
Where
did we go? Requirements of mitzvah tefillin. And we know there's a halacha that tefillin tzrichin guf naki. So we learned the two gemaras, one gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes, which says, brings down Rabbi Yannai, tefillin tzrichin guf naki, halisha ba'al kanafayim. And Abai and Rava disagree whether it means shaliyafiyach behem or shaliyishan behem. And then Gemara goes into the discussion of why he's called a Baal Kanafayim, and talks about the fact that he was Moser Nefesh for putting on tefillin, Shas HaShmar, and then when he took it off, when he was caught, it turned into Kanfei Yonah. So that's why he's called Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So this story in itself is a problematic story for many different aspects in terms of, well, why was he Moser Nefesh, or was he not really being Moser Nefesh, and Shas HaShmar, he should have been Moser Nefesh, which is discussed by all the Rishonim and all those who deal with when you're supposed to be Moser Nefesh or not, which you can imagine is a huge topic. They discuss this more. We're not going to get into that. We're really focused on the Guf Naki aspect. So the Gemara says, that you need a Guf Naki Kalisha Balkanafayim. So it sounds like, superficially, at least at first glance, that you need to be like Elisha Balkanafayim in order to put on tefillin, because you have to have a Guf Naki like Elisha Balkanafayim. This same story is brought again in Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph in the context of mitzvos, kol mitzvos shalom Yisrael asan aleh lamisa b'shas zeres hamalchus adayin hi merupa yavyada, that any mitzvah that when it was decreed that it shouldn't be fulfilled, that Jews weren't Moser Nefesh, so they're still weak in this mitzvah. And the Gemara says the Amar Rav Yannai tefillin tzrichin guf naki, so he should be able to find, and gives the whole story again with Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So there it's brought in the first Gemara, it's really focused on Rabbi Yannai tefillin tzrichin guf naki. The second sugi is really not so much interested, seemingly, in the tzrichin guf naki. It's more interested in the fact of that only Elisha Baal Kanafayim was Moser Nefesh, and therefore tefillin constitutes a mitzvah that in general Jews are not Moser Nefesh on. Okay? So those are the two sugis that you have to know. Tosos says that Tosos is reacting to the simple pshat, the simple initial pshat that you'd have in the sugya on the mentes, that it says that the tefillin needs a guf naki kalisha b'aknafayim. Anybody who doesn't feel confident in themselves that they are the madrega of Elisha b'aknafayim could say, I'm not Elisha Baal Kanafayim. I can't have a guf naki. He was like a malach. He could have a guf naki. I can't do that. Therefore, I'm not going to wear tefillin. That's the pshat, the simple pshat of Tosos. Tosos rejects that pshat. It says, no, that's not pshat in Tosos. So why does it say Elisha Baal Kanafayim? Not because you have to be a really special person to keep guf naki. Anybody can keep a guf naki. But it means that Elisha Baal Kanafayim, since we see that he had an ace happen to him, he must have kept the mitzvah properly, guf naki. It's a forced pshat, obviously. It's not a simple pshat in the Gemara. But that's how Tosos has to learn, because he doesn't want to learn that you can't, that if you're not like Elisha ben Baal Kanafayim, you don't have the mitzvah, he's going to end up being mevatel the mitzvah still, and he doesn't want to learn that pshat in the Gemara. So then he says, well, okay, if you don't learn the pshat in the Gemara, so why is it that Jews are not so careful about the mitzvah of tefillin? If you learn that the Gemara is saying that only Jews like Elisha Baal Kanafayim could wear tefillin, so you know why Jews in general, apparently in his time, Jews didn't, not that many Jews kept the mitzvah of tefillin, or many Jews didn't. I don't know what they didn't know if they did a poll or anything, but or a survey, but apparently it was many Jews didn't keep the mitzvah, from Jews didn't wear tefillin. And I think historically there's evidence to that effect as well. He says, it's not because of that shot in this Gemara. It's because the other Gemara, Kuf Lamed, says that any mitzvah that Jews weren't Moser Nefesh for, so that's a mitzvah that Jews are weak in. So they're weak in this mitzvah just because they're weak. Not because they're not like Elisha Baal Kanafayim. They're just weak in a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah that Jews weren't Moser Nefesh for. That's how Tosus was shot. Rashi has explained, why does the Gemara mention Rav Yannai in the Sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed? The Sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed is only bringing the story of Elisha Baal Kanafayim to demonstrate that only he was Moser Nefesh and Jews in general weren't Moser Nefesh. So why does it mention Rav Yannai? Okay? So the Rashi says, you know why it mentions Rav Yannai? Well, that's the beginning of the story. It's got nothing to do with really why the story is being brought down there, but the story starts with Amar Rabbi Yanai Tzilin. So you bring the whole story, even though you only need part of the story. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns, you know why it brings down Tzilin Gufnaki? Amar Rabbi Yanai Tzilin Gufnaki? Because that's the weakness that the Jewish people have in the midst of Tzilin. Not that they don't put on Tzilin rule, but they don't keep a Gufnaki. Why don't they keep a Gufnaki? Well, I mean, they don't keep it good enough because they're not doing things properly. But historically, or spiritual historically, why did it end up that Jews don't keep the mitzvah the proper way by making sure they have a gufnaki? Because in general, only Elisha Ben and Baal Kanafai was most nefesh. Jews in general weren't most nefesh. So therefore, Jews are not so careful about this mitzvah. Not that they don't put it on at all, but they put it on and they're not careful about having a gufnaki. That's how Rashi was. Okay, so we have so far really one shot in Tefillin Tikkun Guf Nofik Elisha Baal Kanafayim, that's Tosas' shot. And we have the rejected shot of Tosas that goes unmentioned. Tosas doesn't mention it, he just said, that's not shot. Without saying what it is, really. The Rizbah brings a Yesh Meforshim that learns a little bit of different shot. What does it mean, Tefillin Tikkun Guf Nofik Elisha Baal Kanafayim? It means that normally in a time of danger and a time of fear, a person would not be able to maintain the gufnaki required for the mitzvah tefillin. So you'd think, don't put on tefillin at such a time. Alright? So the Gemara is telling you, interestingly, the Gemara is telling you actually not a chumra, but in a sense, a kula. No, you can rely on a miracle that even though it's a time of fear, normally you wouldn't be able to keep enough gufnaki, you can rely that a miracle will happen and you will be able to keep a gufnaki, just like Elisha Baal Kanafayim relied on, put on tefillin and relied on a miracle, and a miracle happened. That's the shita of the Yesh Meforshim wrote down in the Ritvah. The Ritvah has a lot of problems with this because he says, in general, the halacha kol hasomech al hanes ein osim lo nes. So what's the answer to this? I don't know what the answer really is, but you certainly could give an answer to say, depends what you're being somech on the nest for. If you're being on the somech on the nest that somehow for your physical, something good's going to happen to you, you're going to be saved, you're going to be this or that, something's going to happen to you. So maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes for that kind of situation. But if you want to rely on a nes to do a mitzvah, maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu does do a nes for you if you, in order to allow you to do the mitzvah. Maybe that's not included in Somech al Nes and Osem lo Nes. I'm just saying that I didn't research it. I don't know if that's a tenable position, but just in my reaction to the kasha is that maybe you could make that distinction. Because the normal case of called Somech al Nes and Osem lo Nes is talking about where you're Somech al Nes. That you're not going to get killed or something like that.
Yes.
That's a different kind of a nest, right? Maybe it's a different kind of a nest. But certainly, you might like to be able to give it to us. But the Ritva holds, you know, that you can't learn that way. You certainly can't rely on a nest. And then he gives a shot, which I think is a little bit similar. That what? That it's not really like what it says called Tefillin Tzrichin Gufnaki Kill Elisha Baal Kanafayim. It doesn't mean like Elisha Baal Kanafayim, it means Gufnaki. And it picks, for some reason, a very prominent person who must have had a good Gufnaki. It's, I think, a little bit similar to Tosos, maybe not exactly the same as Tosos in terms of what does it mean, Tefillin Tzrichin Gufnaki Kill Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Okay. What I want to go now is to the Smag. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. So he says, he basically accepts the pshat that Tosas rejects. Tosas rejected the pshat, simple pshat in the Gemara, Tefillin Tzrichin Gufnaki Kelisha Baal Kanafayim, meaning that a normal person can't rely, they're going to have a gufnaki, and you shouldn't wait till him. That is the Smag learns that pshat in the Gemara. A normal person shouldn't wear tefillin because tefillin is not enough. Okay. So, however, he says, that's only if you're going to wear it all day, which is what is typically done, and what Elisha Baal Kanafayim did. But if you're just going to wear it for a short period of time, then you don't have to be like Elisha Baal Kanafayim in order to have a gufnaki. Then even a Russia, even anybody, could have a gufnaki. So I pulled the smog out of a long discussion, and I think the reason he says Russia is because he holds that part of being a gufnaki is watching what you eat and things like that is all included, in, and that's how he was able to be Baal Kanefayim, because he was being able to do the mitzvah tefillin wasn't just being able to wear tefillin all day and keep them, but it was a life. Style. You had to lead a certain kind of a life in order to maintain your gufnaki. And that, according to the Svag, that's what the Gemara says. Only if you're like Elisha Baal Kanefayim can you do the mitzvah properly. And as I said, the machlokas, certainly properly you need to do it all day. That's certainly the proper way to do the mitzvah. The question is whether it's a chi of the right to do it all day. The machlokas, the achronim, whether or not it's a chi of the right to wear tefillin all day or not. But certainly properly, you're supposed to wear tefillin all day long. The Gemara though says that you can't do it since tefillin tzrichim gufnaki. You can only do it if you're like Elisha Baal Kanefayim. This is the source. If anyone says to you, what's the reason why we don't want tefillin all day? You say to them, tefillin tzrichim gufnaki, Elisha Baal Kanefayim. Chbinishkan Elisha Baal Kanefayim. There's a discussion in the Achronim. What if a person feels he is he can do it? So the halakha is basically you're supposed to wear tefillin all day. You're such a person. So what the Sam's bring up is another problem. In addition to the gufnaki problem, there's a problem of hezach das. We started talking about it a little bit with the rush. But I'd like to talk about hezach das next week. Now, it's not just that the Gemara only talks about gufnaki,
right.
But there is another problem. Tosis mentions it, it's based on the Gemara in Menachos, whatever. The Gemara says that chayav adam mashvish tefillin kol shor. You have to constantly be touching a tefillin, so you shouldn't be matziach das man.
Right.
So that's another problem. I mean, even if you keep a gufnaki, what about hesach das? So that's what the Bli Neder will talk about next week, because the Gemara is clear that sleeping is not considered hesach das. So
really?
We have to define what hesach das means. So that's, I don't want to get into that topic. Today, because it's a whole topic. But basically, I think that the source for our minute, which is really strange, you look in Rishonim, they all seem to hold that you're supposed to wear tefillin all day and this and that, and so Gemara is clear that way, that the Amroi and Mokul wore tefillin all day. And I didn't find a lot of sources for why not wearing tefillin all day. I don't know when it started. The first place I noticed it was in the Tour, but I did a comprehensive search. The Tour says the minig is not to. So actually it's not the Tour, it's the Smag. The Smag is a Rishon already. The Smag already learned that way shot in the Gemara. It's really the Gemara saying that people in general shouldn't wait till an all day. What should they do? Well, it doesn't say that in the Gemara, but the Smag says what they should do is wear it just for tefillah. Because there are Gemaras that say that a person doesn't wear tefillah b'shas kriyashma, kila made eidu sheka ba'atzmo, and wearing a b'shas tefillah, the Gemara talks about. So wearing a b'shas tefillah is a separate tefillah. So that's the compromise that seems to have been made, that you wear b'shas tefillah and not during the rest of the day. The Ramah Mifano actually had a takana that wear b'shas mincha as well.
There's some people that do.
Yeah, well, if you look in the poskim, they seem to be very... much in favor of this idea of wearing it b'shas mincha.
So if the Amoraim wore tefillin,
yes.
Wasn't the Shas HaShema the time of Rabbi Akiva, the time of the Rishonim, the Romans put out their edicts against us?
Yeah. So
the Shas Rishonim. So if the
Rabbi Akiva is a
time of the time of the Tanoim.
Say that again.
Was Elisha Baal Kanefayim at the time of the Tanoim?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
If that's the case, and the Amoraim were wearing tefillin all day, how can we explain that there was a weak Masorah on tefillin if in fact the Amoraim
were only a very small part of the society?
That's true.
Yeah, how many Amoraim are there? You can't assume
that
everybody conducted themselves like the Amoraim.
Well, if you go to Yeshiva,
anyway.
So
if you look in Shulchan Aruch, I brought you down to Shulchan Aruch also, it says, Mitzvot and Liyosan Olav Kolayom. Mitzvot is all day. And as I said, it's my folks are from, what does that mean? Is the Chiyav Deraita all day? Or the Chiyav Deraita at least once during the day? And it's the Mitzvot Amulchar all day. It's actually my folks are from. Abel, Meshit Shrikin Gufnaki, Shloya Tiach Behem, Shloya Tiach Dathem Behem, the Hesach Hadas is, we didn't talk about today, but we talked about Gufnaki. The Enkel on Yechon Zor Behem, Nogu Shloya Han Nichem Kol Hayom. Where did they get that from? That because of Hafocha, that the Gufnaki, the Minig is not the word all day. Where does that come from? No. So according to the Smag, it comes from the Gemara. Tfilin, Tzrichin, Gufnaki, Kelisha, Baal Knafayim. That's what
my,
that means.
That was, remember, that was my...
Okay, good.
I was rejected.
All right, put it down in your hand.
Just kidding.
Should you confront souls?
Excuse me?
According to the... I'm not going to ask the falaka, but if a person has gas, he should take off his tefillin.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what we're discussing. If you cannot, and if you cannot control hafakah during the course of davening, even during the course of davening, what it means controlling hafakah, you'll have to ask the rabbi because I'm not sure what it means exactly. But if you can't control hafakah during the course of davening, you cannot wear tefillin. You daven without tefillin. That's all. If you have chol in ayim or something like that, and you have a problem, so then you don't put on tefillin that day. That's all. Or you don't put on then, or whatever it is. That's not halacha, obviously. Okay? And then I brought you the Biagra. The Biagra basically, I'm not really sure what the Biagra says, what it is. He brings the source for this halacha, and he says, what's the source of halacha that our minig is that you don't wear tefillin all day long?
Tosis.
He says it's the Gemara. He doesn't say Tosis. The Gemara, you have to be very medayik in.
Okay.
He says, the Grod is very, very laconic.
Okay.
He says, as it says in the Gemara on Kuf Lamed. So he's learning in the Gemara on Kuf Lamed that Tzvilin Tzvichin Gufnaki, that what? That Tzvilin Tzvichin Gufnaki, Elisha Bakanafayim means that you only wear it all day if you're Elisha Bakanafayim. Right? And the Ayin Tosos is got to do, the Ein Tema, I think. We'll have to leave it up to Ronnie and Mark to figure out whether or not the Gra is actually saying that Tosis disagrees with this chat, and therefore I hold that you should wear tefillin all day, or he's bringing a raya for the minhag of not wearing it all day. We all know, of course, that the Gra did wear tefillin all day. But this Ayin Tosos is enough, if it's the chat in the Gra, to say that the Gra disagrees with the mechaber and says that that's not pshat in the Gemara because you look at Tosis. Tosis doesn't learn that way.
I have a question.
I'm not sure that's pshat in the Gemara.
What does that first abbreviation stand for?
Kemoshe Kosav Shom Shmoshe whatever.
Yeah, that's the second shin. I'm not sure what it
means. Maybe Shabbos.
Yeah.
Kemoshe Shaninu Shom.
Okay, must have been talking about Shabbos.
Okay, or we'll stop here.
Now have a question.
Sam, we gotta come back next.